Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the Days of the Kingdom, author Augustus Kurkulla brings awareness to God's people that God's kingdom is here and it is in us. His book also reminds us that we, the church, are God's legislators on earth, and that we are also the custodians of God's power on earth and the enforcers of the agenda of heaven through the Holy Spirit. Augustus W. Kurkulla, author of The Days of the Kingdom, is our guest on This Week in America. Augustus, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Mr. Bratton. It's great to be here and to share our thoughts as God would have us. And it's an awesome opportunity.
It's an important conversation, and you're welcome. And please call me Rick. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Always a chance for me to learn something. And in reading your book, I learned a lot. And I'm anxious to share that with the audience for the program today. Give me a little bit of background on this idea, where this idea, the inspiration came from to write this book, The Days of the Kingdom.
It came from the Holy Spirit birth in me. To give an awareness to God's people and the world as a whole that the kingdom of God is at hand, because there's some level of misconception about what the church is and what the kingdom is. So God, by the Holy Spirit, inspired me to have a greater in-depth of his purpose, and that the kingdom of God is greater than the church. So this book is giving us some insight into how the church and the kingdom works.
And you've done an excellent job with the book. The book is The Days of the Kingdom. The author, our guest, Augustus Kurkulla, and that's Kurkulla. His website, augustuskurkulla.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. Book, of course, at Amazon as well. What would you describe as the main theme of the book?
The main theme of the book is about God's agenda, his kingdom's agenda through the church, and how the church should be perceived. Because, again, in our time, I'll be bold to say this, and this is not in any way trying to play down the church, but in recent times, the church has deviated from the intent for which God has established it. The church is not a political entity. The church is not a social institution. The church is here to propagate God's agenda. So the theme of the book is what the church is on earth to do. How do we effectively carry out our mandate as given by God to stick to what God has called us to do?
Our guest on the program, Augustus Kurkulla, is coming to us on Skype, and the video version of this is available on YouTube. Just Google it or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go to videos, and you'll be able to look at the interview that we've done with Augustus. The book cover is up there as well. Again, the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Of course, anyone may read The Days of the Kingdom, but Augustus, who is the intended target audience? Who is this designed for primarily?
This is for Christians and non-Christians, because on both sides, like I said earlier, a misconception. People go to church without really understanding why they are going to church. You know, there was an interesting conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well in the book of John chapter 4. When Jesus met her at first, Jesus being a Jew, and there were this hostility between the Jews and the Samaritan. So she were kind of surprised that Jesus was asking her for drink. And then she went and said, "Well, you are a Jew. Why do you ask me, a Samaritan woman, for water?" And then she began to tell Jesus where the fathers worship and where the Jews say they should worship. And Jesus told her something interesting. He said, "You worship what you do not know." He said, "But the time is coming when where you worship will not really matter." I'm just saying this verbatim, not directly quoting from scripture. But you see, the time is coming where you wouldn't have to consider where you worship. But God is looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. So there are people who are in the church, but really don't understand what the church is about. Also, the world has a misunderstanding that the church is its enemy. So this book will give us an in-depth understanding of what the church is on earth to do. I must say, Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, that we are the salt of the earth. And I tell you, Rick, that if it wasn't for the church, the world would be more chaotic than we see now. Yes. But because we are the salt of the earth, that means we are preservers of the earth, and we are also light of the world. We should be directing the world into what God wants us to go. But again, like I said, we've lost our way as the church. So this book is reminding us to come back to that place of authority and power to carry out God's agenda and to save dying souls around the world.
That's why this book is so important. You start off chapter one, God's original intent. So you lay it out from the very beginning of the book. It is so well written, so well thought out, so well presented. The book is available wherever books are sold. The book is The Days of the Kingdom by Augustus Korkuya. That's K-O-R-K-O-Y-A-H. His website, AugustusKorkuya.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly from there. Of course, book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. What are some of the initial responses that you're getting, especially from those that's the target audience for the book, The Days of the Kingdom? What kind of response are you getting so far?
It's been great. And sometimes, you know, this work we do as God's servants, God will do some things through you, and you really don't know the impact that it's causing until you get the feedback.
Yes.
And it's been amazing the response I'm getting from readers. And I to tell you, Rick, I almost cried because I really didn't think that I had the capacity. But then again, I was reminded that it's not in my power, but by the Spirit of God and by God's grace, we're able to come out with this with such a revelation and insight. And so the feedback, the response has been awesome, really awesome. You know.
Leading people to say, you've done such a remarkable job with this, and you're putting things in better perspective for all of us. Is there a sequel? Are you thinking of doing a follow-up to The Days of the Kingdom?
Yes, in the future, we're looking at coming out with a book just focusing on the church. And what the church, because the Bible says that the church is the arm of God. And so we are considering that, so that again, because the time we're living in, we got so many Christians around the world, but it's unfortunate to see that most Christians are ignorant of the God they serve and the agenda that God has. You know, the word Christian is a word. Anybody can call themselves Christians. The word believer is a word. Anybody can say I'm a believer. But we know a Christian and a believer by the way they live, because Jesus said, by their fruits, we shall know them. So you identify a person based on their way of life, and their way of life is something that tells you whether they are actually a believer of God or not. So the book, the church coming up will also be an opportunity to go in depth about the role of the church as it is on this earth.
Do you believe the theme is adaptable by the church, that maybe a specific denomination or all denominations? Is the message, the theme, adaptable, do you believe?
I believe so. One of the things that have hampered the effectiveness of the church is the division within us. And like I said, I'll be bold and very truthful. This not to take anything away from what the church has accomplished, but we could do so much more if we're united as a body. And that's what the book is about. It don't matter whether you're Pentecostal, tongue speaking, or an evangelical, whichever way, so that we can remove this barrier that is causing this, you know, misunderstanding and misconception between Christians and the Christian sect. So I believe strongly that this book is adaptable for both believers and unbelievers. Because you see, when people get to know what we stand for, the relationship or their connecting to us will be much more easier, in a way where they know now what we stand for. The church is not an enemy to the world, but there is a power which we call Satan that is responsible for this misconception and the manipulation of the minds of people who are not born again. And I tell you, Rick, manipulation is one of the most effective weapons of Satan. And in some of my teachings, I share with people that 90 or 95% of the earth population is under manipulation, even Christians. If you read scripture, there's a story about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The Bible says that he demanded his father to give him his portion of his inheritance. The Bible says he went and wasted his resources on riotous living. But something important there in that chapter, the Bible says, but when he came to himself, that means he was not to himself when he demanded his inheritance. So he was on a level of manipulation. Judas Iscariot, who sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The Bible says, and Satan entered into Judas. That means that Judas was under the influence of satanic manipulation. So it's the same way. Somebody who don't know God may think that, you know, it's their life.
Yes.
They live the way they want to, but it's just a manipulative way that the enemy carries out so that he separates people from God. But when people begin to read this book, both unbelievers and believers, they will get to understand that God loves all people, regardless of whether you are a believer or not. The difference is that to activate grace, you must accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior.
The book is The Days of the Kingdom. The author and our guest, Augustus W. Korkuaya, and I'm going to spell that. That's K-O-R-K-O-Y-A-H. Korkuaya, his website is augustuskorkuaya.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You Google The Days of the Kingdom, you'll be able to find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. With this book and the clarity of your message, the importance of your message, I'm reading people have questions for you. They would like to talk to you. How do you handle that when people, they read the book, but they want more information? They want to talk with Augustus. They want your input. They want you as a public speaker. They want to get your response to their questions. How do you handle that? Will you be doing some public speaking?
Sure. This is the way we can get the message out. You know, if you look at the history of Israel in the Old Testament, Israel was a prophetic people with a purpose and an agenda that when God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and the ensuing chapters where Abraham and God was in conversation, God told Abraham that he would bless Abraham, and through Abraham, the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Israel was a prophetic people, or is a prophetic people. But they were very rebellious against God. They rejected him and started to worship idols. And they were banished into Babylon and lost their homeland. But it is interesting that God talks about a remnant. There's always a true people that God preserves to himself, that at a strategic time, he releases them to bring them back to where he wants them to be. Even if you go back into history or church history, there was a time after the apostolic reign in the New Testament. Through the Dark Ages, the church lost its way. The scriptures were not available at the time. But when Martin Luther, who was the instigator of the Reformation, had access to the truth, that time, what God was doing is that he was raising up a remnant to redirect the church to where the church should be. And so every time in history, God has a way of raising up a remnant, a true people with the heart of God to bring out the truth. So now we are in a season that God has preserved a remnant. So we'll be really open to whatever clarification or answer that people want as they read this book, because there's so much depth into what the book presents.
Yes.
That some, you know, it would take a conversation to really unfold. what God is doing in our time, because he's doing a new thing.
You mentioned believers and non-believers. Would you engage with readers or people that you might come in contact with public speaking that oppose your views? How do you handle those that oppose you, what you're thinking?
We have to be wise and at the same time stick to the truth. And Rick, the truth is that truth always hurts. And some people would disagreeing with the truth does not mean the truth is not the truth. You know, there are people who disagree with the truth, but it does not change the nature of the truth.
Yes.
So as a result, we do expect some dissent, but that does not mean we can continue to propagate the truth. But we are open to those who may need some understanding. In fact, that's what I would look forward to. Again, it's about enlightenment, because it takes grace from God for somebody to have an understanding of what God wants to reveal to his people. And again, I say this because Satan has a way of manipulating or perverting the truth to make people turn against what God wants. We must understand here that Satan has an agenda, and his origin is from heaven. So all what he knows is from heaven. The difference is that he turned that for evil. So he's very familiar with the word. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 1 that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So that means God and his word are the same. So Satan spent time in heaven being the worship leader, so he knows the word. So it's very easy. It's like somebody who wants to be an enemy to the United States, who had lived in America, went to school in America, was born here, and maybe was in the CIA or in the military. And then all of a sudden, they go to another country and that is an enemy to the United States. The first thing they will start to do to tell them the strength of America and the weaknesses of America, because they know some of the secrets and very depth of the American's security system. So the same way that Satan, he knows he can't go back to heaven because he was excommunicated from there. So he tries to stop people from experiencing the love of God and the wealth of God's grace. And so we'll be really open to talking to people who got different views. Yeah.
The book is The Days of the Kingdom by Augustus Korkuya. That's Korkoyah. Book available. The usual places. We'll give you all that as we wrap up our conversation here shortly. A couple minutes left in the program. Time for several more questions. Are your thoughts, Augustus, do you think revolutionary, or maybe just a greater awareness of what we already know? How do you put your thoughts on the scale?
It's a greater awareness. It may be because when you say revolution, it's like bringing a new idea. But the book is based on the word of God, the truth that is in the word of God, but it's just revealed at a time when we need it. So it's actually a greater awareness of what God is about in this season.
What happens if you're getting excellent results, reviews with The Days of the Kingdom? It's getting a lot of talk. It's getting a lot of five-star reviews on all of the different book websites. If this becomes a bestseller, and that looks like a distinct possibility, what will this do to you and the Days of the Kingdom? Put it in perspective, if this it does take off and become the bestseller that it appears it's going to be.
Well, it's just to God's glory, because one of the things that I one of the confidence I have with God is to do ministry without the intent of manipulating people for personal gains. So I told God I want to be a channel of his revelation and his insight. And so if the book becomes a bestseller, it's just an opportunity to put God on the pedestal. Because I see myself as a vessel, I see myself as an instrument, you know, that God can use to bring this message of the gospel to the world, that the world needs it so much. So it's an opportunity to just get this idea. I won't call it an idea, but the truth of God's word
Yes.
and message of God to the world.
Just a little time here at the end, but I want to talk briefly about your background. Tell me about the background and why this topic is so important for you to get this message out to so many people.
It's important because the kingdom of God is actually at hand. Now, people do not understand. God is not a politician, so he's not a Democrat or Republican. God is God. And so his kingdom represents, the church represents his kingdom here on earth. The church is just a part of the kingdom. The church is not the kingdom. So we need to understand the workings of the kingdom and how the church is incorporated into that process as the embassy and also as the educational center for the kingdom of God. So it's very strategic. And at this time, the background from which this book comes is that we need to understand that God is doing a new thing and we are available as partners with what he's doing in our time.
It's a very important book. The book is The Days of the Kingdom. The guest, the author and guest on the program is Augustus W. Korkuya, K-O-R-K-O-Y-A-H. His website is AugustusKorkuya.com, spelled the same way. That's his name, .com, and you'll get information go directly to his website. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Augustus, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully, so much more we can talk about. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book and the lives that you're changing with your book, The Days of the Kingdom. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, sir. I appreciate it, Eric.
It's been our pleasure. The book, once again, The Days of the Kingdom, Augustus Korkuya, K-O-R-K-O-Y-A-H. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, the marketing representative for Augustus, for arranging our conversation today. Book available, of course, at Augustus's website. That link is on our website. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places as well. And you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.